Pastor asked me to talk today a little bit about commitment, so I'm just going to talk from my heart. How many of you have ever tried to make a commitment and you couldn't stick to it? How many of you have ever made a commitment to the Lord and you couldn't stick to it? Amen. In Matthew 22, we're commanded to love the Lord with our heart, our soul, and our mind. That sounds easy. I think over my lifetime, I've served Him in some of those, but not all three at one time. When Travis and I went to our walk to Emmaus, the Lord made Himself so real to me, and some of you have already heard this, so forgive me, but He really renewed me. When I gave it all to Him and surrendered to Him, He transformed me. And I see things differently than I did back in the summer. And I'm not saying that I was living in a whole life of sin and a whole secret life. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying to be able to walk with Him in my heart and my soul and my mind. And I think the thing that He taught me is that if I will put Him first in everything I do and say, He will take care of the rest. And that's what a commitment is to me. It may be something different to you, but if you read the Word tells us to put Him first. Not second, not when we feel like it, or we're in the mood, or we have a feeling. Commitment is not a mood or a feeling. A commitment comes from something or someone that you have trust in. Well, when you have trust, you have freedom. I can't explain the freedom I have in my heart today because of commitment. The Lord also has given me a new commitment to Travis as my husband. And we had a great, you know, marriage and courting, you know, since way back 2005. But when Travis and I both renewed our hearts to the Lord, He renewed our love to each other. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole nother love. It's on a whole nother level of respect and caring and trusting. And I always said that I never had a best friend. I've had a lot of friends in my lifetime. But Travis has become my best friend. I've been able to tell him things that I've never told anybody. That comes from love and trust. When you totally trust somebody, and Jesus wants to be our friend where we can tell Him anything. He already knows. He's just waiting for you to come forward to lay it down. And when you do that, grace and forgiveness come. And when that comes, your heart is bold. Your heart is confident. Your heart knows that we belong to the King. And so in order for you to keep your commitment, there are things that I feel like that we should do. And one of them is fellowshipping with other believers. Stay in the Word. That means every day. Pastor was talking about don't use the Lord as a vending machine. If you let the Lord have all of your heart, He will reveal things to you that He's never revealed to you before. He wants you to praise Him. He wants you to let Him be first. He wants to be glorified, not you or not what you're doing. I have a love and a forgiveness in my heart that I didn't have before. Annie and I talked about that this week. And it's real. And I do see things differently. So that has to do with talking about being transformed. And we just, in order to keep your commitment alive, what's in your heart, you're going to say. People are going to see it. And if it's not real, they're going to know that. So I really believe that commitment is, you have to put the Lord first. When you've put the Lord first, I would say if I could give one description of how I feel, and this is not hokey and it's not because Valentine's is next week, but it's love. We've got to love Jesus like he loves us. Amen. And that means put him first. And if you don't put him first, you're going to get your cup about that much filled up. But if you put him first, he will overfill your cup time after time after time. It's easy. We make it hard. I just feel like that when you give it to, a lot of people don't understand, unbelievers don't understand this, but if you will just give it, you have freedom. People are like, what do I got to give up to be a Christian? Nothing. You don't. You just give up your old lifestyle. That's all you do, and you agree to follow him. Have any of you seen The War Room, the movie? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a little prayer, and it's a prayer for believers, and I just want to close with this. Lord, thank you for the church you've given me and for the friends and families you've enabled me to know through our shared faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, be pleased by the way we love and care for one another. May your name be glorified as you work in our midst. Bless us, I pray, that the world will see your power and difference you make in our lives. And y'all know you're not going to get away without a challenge. Next week is Love Luncheon, first second Sunday. I challenge you to invite somebody to bring to show them the love that we have in our hearts and how we walk in faith every day.
Thank you. Thank you, Tina. God bless you. Thank you for sharing.